wasn't lying. I tried that, and I know I can't escape. No, Master, I did not sleep well. I had nightmares of you taking me again. Yes, I remember it vividly. Hey, no, please, please, please don't make me do this again. Wait, I can't take anymore. I can't take anymore, please. Spread open, cunt. No, Master, I won't come until you let me. If you let me. You want me to recount the story of you taking me? I almost want to rebel. Not obey. And just take the punishment instead. No, Master. I'll obey. I was walking home from tutoring. I had no idea that you were following me. Had been following me. I didn't notice you all these months. Every time I would turn around, you were just that much faster than me. You would duck behind a wall, or act normal, and I never knew. I never knew that you were watching me. Making sure that no man talked to me. Watching my ass. Shake and jiggle under these short little dresses that I like to wear. I'd seen you before in chemistry class. You sat at the far back, and I'd wondered why you were even in the class. You always got 100, knew every answer. All you did was sit there and watch. You never took a note. You never had flashcards. You just watched. I thought I was being paranoid, thinking that some man was watching me. I obviously should have listened to myself. For months, you tracked me, watched me. As I made friends, went to dinners, went out for movies, but never with a man. If I'd been with a man, I don't even want to know what you would have done to them, what you would have done to me. There was that one guy who asked me out. I never saw him again. I thought he switched schools, but obviously, he'd done something. I don't even want to know. You're sick and twisted. I don't know why you... Yes, Master. I won't do it again. I obviously need more training. I need to know how to be... perfect little slut for you. Your whore. Your personal fuck doll. Your cum rag. And when you stroke my face like that, I can't help the disgust, the anger that rises in me. Not even at you, at myself. I want it. I want you to want me, and I want it to be yours. I don't know why. It's this need in me to be yours. No matter how hard I fight it, I know I'm yours. And I've been here for a week. And on the second day, when you put your collar on me, locking it tightly, snugly, perfectly around my neck, I knew I was never leaving. I just thought I had one more chance. One more way to get out. If I just got you to go to bed, I could escape in the night and you would never be able to find me. I was obviously wrong. There's no escape from you. I'm going to be stuck here with you in your arms until you decide otherwise. And I love it, Master. I love being with you and being yours so much. Even the torturous way you have me spread open for you, with this vibrator right against my clit, just edging me for days. And I haven't stopped begging. I haven't stopped begging for you to let me come. For you to come on me. To come in me. To let me taste you. The fight in me does not last for long. Because deep, deep down, I know I'm yours. I wish this vibrator was your fingers, was your cock. Master, please, please, will you let me come today? Please, I promise. I'll be so good, I'll follow all the rules. I just need you. I need you in me. No more toys. No more teasing. No more games. Just let me have you. Let me be yours. Please. 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 Yes, Master. I'll stop begging. The only sound out of my mouth will be moans or whining. I know my rules. I know them by heart. I'm yours. You own every bit of me. You make every decision for me. And I think only of you. Please, now will you let me come? It's been days. I've done nothing but be here. And I need to come. I need to come, please. I'm soaking. Yes, Master. I'll come when you let me, and not a second before. I'm dripping. You said you were always able to tell when I wasn't wearing panties. Just from the way I walked. If I walked a little bit more vigorously, with a smile on my face, you knew it was because I wasn't wearing panties. I guess I could feel my cream dripping down my legs. My cunt covered in wetness. Oh, master. I didn't mean to run, I promise. I didn't know how much you loved me. I didn't know how much you care for me. How much you know exactly what is best for me. I've learned my lesson. I've learned, I promise. I won't try and run away again. I'll stay here. Seriously? Why do you keep adding... Yes, master. As many rules as you decide. I'm not supposed to come unless you're in me. Yes, master. They won't come unless you're in me. Beg? Beg for your cock? Beg for you to enter my soaking wet cunt? Yes, master. Please, will you enter me? Will you please give me the gift of your cock? I need it so bad. I need it more than I've ever needed anything. The entire time you were watching me, waiting for me, I was yours. I was yours before I even knew it. And I will be yours forever. Please, master. Please. I need to come. Please. Yes, master. I need to serve you. My purpose is to serve you. I will wear what you pick. I will eat what you pick. I will do as you say. All those times I wore those short little dresses, even in the middle of winter. All those times I wore thigh highs and a t-shirt. All those times I was absolutely submissive. It was because of you. It was for you. Even if I didn't know you were watching. Please. Please, master. I know. I've become absolutely soaking wet. Thinking of all the disgusting, degrading, abusive things that you can and will do to me. Look how wet I've gotten just thinking about it. Please, please, master, will you please put your cock in me? I don't know how much longer I can handle just feeling your cock rub against my clit, slide up and down my dripping, aching cunt. Please, please. like the disgusting little girl I am. Decide you're through with me. And I'll beg for you to rape me and take me and grope me. Yes, Master. I'm yours. We're not done. I wouldn't think so, Master. Master, please. You know I'm not on birth control, please. Please, I can't have a baby right now. I can't. Please don't make me. Please. Yes, Master. I'll do as you say. You can carry your baby. I can feel you. Bumping into me. Every ridge, taking me, claiming me as yours. Every time, just hitting my G-spot over and over. I can't help but get wet, thinking about it, feeling it. Master, please, please don't come in. I don't want your baby, I don't want it. Not yet. Please stop. Stop, Master, please. Please stop, please, I don't want this.
I'll remain tied up until I can accept that I'm yours.